Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. It's June 2007. You're listening to You. You are God.
Your grace to bring to you an offering. I have to ask myself one thing: how can I do anything but praise? I praise. You are God, you are Lord, you are all I. Thanks. Here I am, a life you've changed, because you gave your life for me, you crucified your son for me.
You are God. It's a great song by Walker Beach, who's out there at Gateway Church in Dallas, Texas now. And that was my rendition of it. That was You Are God, taken live from Worship Under the Stars, a big worship concert that I had the privilege of leading and producing back in 2005. We also did it again back in 2006. We're going to take a break from it in 2007, hope to bring it back in the spring of 2008. So if you like that rendition, you can get it on iTunes. Just look up You Are God by Fred McKinnon on the Worship Under the Stars CD. You can visit our podcast show notes at highestpraise.com/podcast. We'll have the links there for you as well. So, hey, how is everybody? It's been 6 months since we did a podcast, and I know you've been emailing, emailing, posting comments, saying what's up with that. And I think on my December podcast, I committed and promised to try to be a little more current with the podcast. And here we are 6 months later. But again, we're really going to try to at least do this once a month, if not twice a month. Can't make any promises. We're doing the best that we can. A lot's happened in my life since that last podcast. We've spun off a separate podcast called Worship Interludes. That's at worshipinterludes.com. So for those of you that used to be subscribed here at the Highest Praise Worship Podcast, if you enjoyed the times that I would just sit down at the piano and minister and sing and sort of do a prophetic type worship that was spontaneous, you can catch that over at worshipinterludes.com or in iTunes, just type Worship Interludes. Our most recent Worship Interludes featured a great worship leader and friend, Ben Harrell, and I hope you'll check it out. It was really an anointed, powerful time of just ministry and worship and prayer and meditation. And again, that's at worshipinterludes.com. Thanks again for joining us here at the Highest Praise Worship Podcast. I want to play another great song for you. This is called Oh Taste and See off the album We Believe by Brian and Jen Johnson. They're involved out at Bethel Church in Redding, California, an awesome church. I've known Brian's dad, Bill Johnson, who's the pastor out at Bethel and Redding for a while, and just got this CD not long ago, downloaded it off iTunes, and I love every track on here. But this is Oh Taste and See. It features his wife, Jen. It's a great song. We've already done it twice in our local congregation, which is a new congregation for me. For those of you that heard me say a lot had changed in my life earlier, I'm in a new position now. It's a full-time worship director of stsimonscommunitychurch.com. You can keep up with some of those moves and changes on my personal blog at fredmckinnon.com. But for now, let's listen to Oh Taste and See, Brian and Jen Johnson on the We Believe album.
Good. Oh, taste and say that the Lord.
Oh, Taste and See. Again, Brian and Jen Johnson, you can get that on the album We Believe. Check out their links on our show notes at highestpraise.com/podcast, or you can search iTunes. Okay, I want to tell you about a great new site. It's called The Worship Community. This is something that I've dreamed about doing for a long time. And The Worship Community is a forums site. In other words, you go there on the web, theworshipcommunity.com, and it's forums. You can talk about worship, your favorite music, your favorite worship CD, your favorite song. Worship leaders, you can talk about issues you're facing as a worship leader, band members, praise team members. You can go in there and network with other people. We also have a great section called Technologies for Worship, where we have some incredible people from some mega big churches doing things like talking about audio, lighting, projection and video, podcasting. All that's in the Technologies for Worship section. So you want some information about your soundboard, you can go there and post in the audio forum, and you'll get an answer. Want to talk about lighting, projection, software, Easy Worship, Media Shout, ProPresenter, your favorite issues or your favorite songs that you're doing, what's working in your church. We have people weekly that are posting their set list about the songs that they're using. Again, that's at theworshipcommunity.com. We've been in pre-launch for the month of May, where we've just kind of word of mouth been telling people about it. We've got about 100 plus active people on there posting and networking together, engaging in conversations. We're now out of pre-launch, and from June 1 through June 30th, we're in a referral contest. That means you that are listening here to the Highest Praise Worship Podcast, you should go to our show notes, click on the link, and go to theworshipcommunity.com and join. It's free. You can join. You'll instantly get a private message in your private message box and an email welcoming you. We encourage you to immediately go to the Getting Acquainted area of our forum and post a bio, just a quick intro. Hey, this is my name. This is where I'm from. This is how I'm involved in music or worship ministry. And, you know, if you're not actually involved in music or worship ministry, you just love worship. You love to worship God. You love music. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if that wasn't you. Come on over and join us at theworshipcommunity.com. Introduce yourself, make some new friends. But most importantly, when you join, you get a special referral link. Use that link to advertise, market, promote the referral, theworshipcommunity.com. If you're a blogger, we want you to blog about it. Send an email out to your friends. Tell people about it, word of mouth. Post bulletins on MySpace, Shout Life, Facebook. Get the word out. And for the month of June, to the person who has the most qualified referrals, and a qualified referral means your referral has posted at least 5 things in the message boards. For the winner, the first place winner gets a $50 iTunes gift certificate. The second place winner gets a $30 iTunes gift certificate. And the third place winner gets a $20 iTunes gift certificate. Just for spreading the word about theworshipcommunity.com. Hope to see you at theworshipcommunity.com. Post there. We'll be sure and say hello and start asking your questions and jumping in and answering other questions you might see. I want to play a great song for you here from an artist named Carrie Crocker. I met Carrie back in Nashville at the CIA Christian Indie Alliance Summit. As many of you may remember, toward the end of the year, we were in a voting contest. I was honored to have been nominated as one of the top 5 finalists in 2 categories for Christian independent music. One was Worship Artist of the Year and the other was Instrumental Artist of the Year. And so I went to the conference there in Nashville, and I was blessed and honored to win the 2007 Worship Artist of the Year Momentum Award. So I want to thank you for your support and all those that went out there and clicked and voted on the songs. God bless you. Thanks so much for your support. But while I was out there, I met so many great, wonderful people. And one of the people that I met, she actually won the Spirit of Excellence Award. Her name was Carrie Crocker, and I got her CD, and it's really a great CD. I wouldn't necessarily say this is corporate worship music. It's maybe a little more radio CCM music, but I wanted to play a cutoff of you. The first track called I Wanna Live. It's a great, great song, great girl, great woman of God here doing some great music, and I think you'll enjoy it. This is Carrie Crocker, I Wanna Live.
I wanna see, I wanna taste of the fruit that you promised me. Plant the seed, birth a love. Grant me the time to grow old and see the fruit.
Great song, Carrie. Thanks so much. Incredible song, incredible lyrics, great production. Those lyrics are the cry of our heart. As we close out today's podcast, I want to play a song called Out of Darkness. This is from a Canadian worship leader, Travis Gonde. Met him on MySpace, MySpace Music. It's one of my MySpace friends. If you're on MySpace, check us out at myspace.com/FredMCKINNON, FredMCKINNON, or shoutlife.com/FredMCKINNON. But this is Travis Gonde, Out of Darkness. Have a great, great week, a great month. We'll be back to you soon.
Since you brought me out of darkness, don't want to remember what it was like without you. You shine your light on, not my face.